Cohen that, God forbid, has is married and his wife's raped, he's got to divorce her. Or, as we said, he doesn't have to, but it would be mean if he wouldn't divorce her being a guna. Okay? But she's usher to him. Okay? That's the din of a Cohen. Not different than what we said before about yesterday about a zona. That's something else. A woman that lives with a non-Jewish man is a zona. But here, Lamaisa, anytime she lives with someone else, it's considered to be a problem. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So the Gemara answers, the first answer is that she's an Ashes Cohen. That removes one of the doubts. And therefore, what's the only doubt? Tachta Veno Tachta. And therefore, Savi Dirais Lachumra, or as we said yesterday, Savi Dirais Midrabban Lachumra Kohen Deram, and therefore she's Aser. Okay? Then the Gemara gives a second answer. What's the second answer? The second answer is the following. If you buy a sim at the Ashes Yisrael, could go into Kibel, Ba'avua, Kedushin, Pusun, Ba'al Shalashon, and Biomechad. What's the second answer? The second answer is that the father married off his young daughter below the age of 12, when she was less than 3, actually. And then they had a long period of time between Eris and Nisuin. I would say maybe till after she's 12, maybe till she's 13, let's say, for example. Okay? And let's say it's, for example, till she's 13. So what happens, for example, till when she's 13? So it comes out that what's the din in such a case? That you have a situation of what? You have a situation where you had Erisin at what? At, let's say, 2.5, and you have Nisuin, let's say, when she's 13. Then he lives with her, and then what's the story? He claims that she was a Ba'ula. What do you do in such a case? What do you do in such a case? So the Gemara says, well, you only have one doubt. Why? Because we know for sure it was Tachtav. Why? Because if she lived with another man before she was 2.5, the Gemara says it needed on daf memdalin mebeis that the psulim grow back. So if the psulim grow back, that means for sure that if he's living with her now and he sees she has no psulim, obviously she was with another man, tachta. Whether it was onus or ratzon, I don't know. So that removed one of the doubts. You see how ingenious the Gemara's answer is? The two answers removes one of the doubts. So it's no longer a sfeik of both cases. And it's a suffix, echad suffix dirais lechum. You follow me, Ellie? Now, I want to just point out, on that second case, the reason why I said she's 13 is because why? Let's say she had Nisun when she's 11 or 10. Any time the Gemara says a Ketana lives with someone, there's a klal, it's a machlokes b'av Yerushalmi. Well, let's assume like the Yerushalmi in Daf Samach Beis, Pitui Ketana Onisu. Anytime a ketana lives with a man, we assume, even if she says it was with her consent, it's an onus. You got that, clout? P2E ketana. P2E means seduction. She did it really willingly. But since she was a minor, it's considered to be an onus. You follow me? So in the second case, what have we done? We have one doubt. Adam, it's not only one doubt. There should be no doubts. If she got married, if she did nisun when she was a ketana, that means she was with the guy when she was a ketana. That automatically is an onus, no? That's why I say the case has got to be when she's 13. You understand what I'm saying? When the Nisuin is when she's 13, when she's already a Gedola, it leaves a window of time where she could have been Mizana when she was a Gedola. You follow me, Donnie? Daniel, right? You follow me? That's what you got to say in the second case. That she had the Nisuin already when she was 13. Because at least it leaves a window from 12 to 13 that she could have been a Mizana when she's a Gedola. Because if she doesn't do the Nisuin when she's a Gedola, then no matter what, it's an onus. So you know it was Tachta, but you know it was an onus. There's nothing to miss. There's no suffix at all. Okay? So these are the two cases the Gemara gives where it's one doubt and the guy is believed. Every other woman that gets married in the world, Jewish marriage, he is never believed. 98% of the cases he's not believed. Only 2 of the cases. The Gemara says black on white. Okay? In fact, let's add one more point on that second teretz, which is important as well. Okay? And that is that Tosis here on Testament Aleph asks Akashi, he says, in the second case, I still could give you a sfeik sveika. What would be the sfeik sveika? He says, suffik whether she did it onus or ratzon, right? Because we removed the tachtav and a tachtav. But even if it was Ratzon, then maybe she was raped. He says, even if it was what? Even if it was Imtim Slom Ratzon, then maybe she did it when she was what? A Ketana. You see how we fixed the case? But even in that, why is it considered to be one suffix? I could still make a svek sveka. What's the suffix? Onus or ratzon? And maybe she was mizana when she was a ketana. And if she's a ketana, then automatically it's an onus. Tosos asks it right there in Testament Aleph.
Wouldn't that take away the suffix?
Yes, that's what Tosos is asking. Right? The Gemara solved it by saying it's no longer two svek, it's only one. But what do you mean it's only one? I could still give you a double suffix. No. Again, Gemara's answer is that what? Gemara's answer is that it's not a sveik sveik. There are two cases where not a sveik sveik, right? Aishas Kohen removed one, and it's not what? It's not what? Aishas Kohen removes the only one is Takta Veno Takta. Onus Ratzon goes out the window. The second one was Aishas Ropoxen Mashal Shalom. What's the only suffix? Was it Onus Ratzon? Takta, we know for sure it's Takta, correct?
Yeah?
So we gave you the case, and it's 2.5 till when she was 13, correct? But Tosis is asking, that's not just one suffix. I'll give you another suffix, because what's the suffix? Onus or Ratzon, and even if it was Ratzon, but maybe she lived with the other guy when she was a what? When she was a Ketana, Pituk Tanis Onusu.
Isn't that the same stuff?
Oh, that's Tosis' answer. Tosis develops a theory that a svek sveka that is the same suffix, shame Onus Chadu is not a suffix. I want you to get that as well, because that's just to understand the case. That's some shot. Because the first suffix is onus ratzon. Even if it was ratzon, but maybe she was mezana when she was a what?
She was a ketana.
When she was a ketana. So if maybe she was mezana when she was a ketana, that's nacham all an onus. So at the end of the day, it's all onus. So that's not considered to be two separate svek svek.
Logically, it works.
He says it's not, though. If it gets the same result, Ezra, shame onus chadu is not considered to be a svek svek. Okay? So we got that clear? Daniel, you got it. That's very critical. Just for the pshat, okay? Show him clear. Those are the two cases where he's neman. Those are the only two cases where he's neman. We got this clear now. Okay, let's see inside now our Tosos. That's the Gemara and Testament Aleph, and we saw yesterday in the shir four different biurim and rishonim as to why a svek svek was mutter. The Gemara did not say why. Lina will get back to that now when we mazvin the machlis Rashi Tosos. Donnie, let's see the beginning of the Tosos. Everyone have it? Dibramaskal Sheim. Let's see. Okay, everyone got it inside? Let's go. Go ahead. Sheim Lahayalo. Go ahead.
Sheim Lahayalo Tainas. In Tomar. Tainas Aishas Kohen. Og Kusum Veshalosh. The Leka El Had Sveka. Did Amiru Gemara and come on down?
Oh! I understand that if he has a Taina, the Psalm, he comes in the base and he wins, that's only by the two women in the world. Go ahead. Why do you get married on Wednesday? The whole reason is she should come to base and be believed. He's only believed that by two cases. You got the kasha? It's a strong kasha. Very strong kasha. Go ahead. Excellent. What is Rabbeinu Tam? Let's get it down. Rabbeinu Tam says you're right. Throws his hands up in the air. Rabbeinu Tam says the only reason why every psula gets married on Wednesday is because why? Is because of a low plug. It's really only because of two women. Two women have to get married on Wednesday, so it sets it up that he can go to basin. We expand that to every woman in the world. Low plug. The Rabbana made a takana, a blanket takana. That's low plug. They want to make it uniform. Public policy is low plug. That is how Rabbeinu Tam is Masbar Mishnah. Jeremy, you got it? Let's get it done. As Rabbeinu Tam writes, our mission is based on low plug. A tremendous chiddush. The Ritva I gave you is very bothered by this. Very bothered. It's mashma besula, kol besula. Just because of two cases, and first of all, those two cases of miyuta di miyuta, it's 2%. You misakin a whole mishnah based on this? And even though the Yushalmi says beferish like Rabbeinu Tam, the concern is that he'll end up living with her his whole life. Be'isser, and that's a problem. That's the concern. He'll end up living with her his whole life. Be'isser, we're worried about that. He says the Yushalmi only mentioned one of the two reasons. Okay? The Ikar reason is like Rashi. The Ritva is very bothered by this Rabbeinu Tam, like we should be. But Rabbeinu Tam says what he says. We make a low plug and done. We make a takana, they get married on Wednesday for two women, and we make that as a low plug for everywhere else. Okay? We make it a low plug for everywhere else. Let's see now, Viter, go ahead. Everyone got that? Please get down the difficulty, we said. The Ritva said it's very schwer. Very schwer, because it's mashma that it should fit by what? Should fit by all basulas. the Takana Mishnah and the Korner Ben Adam doesn't. Only fits by the two. We make a low plug. Number two, it's only a muta to muta. That was the Lashon the Ritva. 2%. Okay? Go ahead now. Oh. So what does Rashi say? This is a quote from Rashi in the Mishnah. Or is it an exact quote of Rashi in the Mishnah? Yes or no? It's not an exact quote. Because what did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Rashi, the end of the Mishnah, says, Shem Yavo Edim. What does Tosus add on? Get that down in your notes. He says, Zitza Baratzel. Vedim not only said that she was Mizana Tachta, but they also said she was Mizana Baratzel. Both things. Vedim come and say. Rashi didn't say that. What does the Tosus Rid say? Go ahead. What does the Tosus Rid say on the daf there? Go ahead. The Suanis is the first piece, real quick. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibur Maskim. Suanis says. What does the Tosis Rid say? Does he say anything about Baratzon? No. Rashi and the Tosis Rid say nothing about Adam saying Baratzon. All they say is what? Znus, correct? All they say is Znus. So there are 2 points we got to get here. Okay? Number one, why does Rashi say there's a takan in the Mishnah? Why is the reason why women get married on Wednesday? You tell me. What's the reason? So that the guy should come and complain and do what? Cause a kol and Adam eventually will come. Correct? That applies to all the women in the world. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why do all women get married on Wednesday? Sulas. Because of a low plug, because of two cases. Correct? I want to ask you guys fundamentally, what is the machlokas and lomdus between Rashi and Tosis? What is the machlokas and lomdus between Rashi and Tosis? What are they arguing about? Halacha lemaisa. There's a machlokas what the takana of the Mishnah was. But what are they arguing about? So there's a great sefer, Birkas Avram, wants to suggest the mahalach, then he slugs it up. But we're going to go with it. He wants to suggest that there is a klal called a sveik sveika that's efsha levara. Sveik sveika that is efshar levarir. What does efsha levarir mean? You can clarify it. Now, it might not be slam dunk you're going to clarify it, but you might, at least. And for our purposes, that's enough to call efsha levara. Even though he wants to say not, but for our purpose, we can call it sveik sveika efsha levara. Is a sveik sveika efsha levara mutter or not? So, the Ramah, at least according to Rov Poskim, it's considered bimutter, based on the Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin claims that it is considered to be mutter. Halacha lemaisa. The Trumas Adeshin says beferish that a sveik sveik at its efshel of arer is considered to be mutter. Let me give you the exact maramakum for this. The Trumas Adeshin can be found in the Trumas Adeshin Beferish in the Ramah quotes in Simon Kuf Yud Sif Tes. Okay? Kuf Yud Sif Tes. So according to the Trumas Adeshin, it is Mutter. Okay? According to who? According to the Rashbah, it is Aser. Maybe that's the machlokas. Meaning, what's the machlokas?
Where's the Rashba?
Rashba's in the Chuvas. Rashba says Beferish. Also in Chulin and Daf Nun Gimel. Okay? The Rashba's also in Chulin Nun Gimel and Bez Dirmask of Ve'el. It's in the Chuvas. The Shach quotes it right there. Okay? The Rashba writes it's Asr. That's this case. It's a Sveik Sveika. Any woman that gets married is a Sveik Sveika. Was it Tachtav, Reino Tachtav? And even if it was Tachtav, maybe it was Onus or Ratzel. But I can be Mavara there if he comes in and complains. So you know what Rashi holds? Let's put on Rashi on the list. Rashi holds like the Rashba. Rashi will hold like the Rashba that it's Asr.
That's why every Jewish woman's got to get married on what? On Wednesday. And Tosfos holds, meaning Rabbeinu Tam, holds it's really what? It's really mutter. You follow me? Why does Tosfos hold that it's mutter? That's why he's got to stand on his head and say the whole mission is based on a low plug. Because the truth is the other women would be mutter. Donnie, you got this? It's a beautiful hesber, no? Go ahead, Daniel, what's wrong?
Rashi says you're bringing them so that Aidin will come.
Yes.
She's usher anyway. She's
not usher. A regular woman's a Sfek Sveika.
Right, but he says Sfek Sveika that you could be Mavar as usher.
No, Rashi says it's usher, Lamaisa. That's why does Rashi say it's usher? No. You're right. Rashi sheet is that it's going
to
be what?
So if it's usher, then why does he say you need to wait for Aidin to come?
Okay, so that's a good point. I want you to get this down. When I say it's usher, until Aidin come, is she usher or mutter? What do you say? So the Ritva writes that she's mutter. The Ritva seems to say that she's mutter. But I want to be medayek, the Birkas of Rome's medayek as well, that according to Rashi, halacha lamaisa, she would be what? She would be usher. Okay? The Ritva said beferish, if you notice the Ritva said, he said, kol zman, the shalobo eidim, lo chashina likri daite. It's mashma, that in a case of seisek, it wouldn't be usher. Halacha lamaisa. It would not be usher. She would not be usher until the Aiden came. But, so you get that machlekes down. The Ritva says, until, if it's betoch Rashi Shita, Ritva says that she would be what? Usher. According to that time, until what? He comes and makes his complaint. He comes and makes his complaint until Aiden come, would it be usher? Okay? According to the Ritva, she's mutter. According to the Ran, the way the Birkas of Rome wants to say, she would be usher. So Daniel was bothered about how long is that period of time? I don't know. It wouldn't be forever, obviously. I don't know. Maybe give it a certain time, a week or whatever. If Adam don't show up, then we would allow it. But what I'm saying is that Daniel, the whole Takana of Bezdin was what? What was the whole Takana of Bezdin? The whole Takana of Bezdin was a Sveitzek Efshel Avaris Taka Usher. So since you can be Mavarit, we're masaking that all women should what? Get married on what? Get married on Wednesday. And that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita Beferish is exactly that, like the Rashba. Okay? So this is a Sveik Sveika that is Efshar to be Mavarir, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam says it should be Mutter. So what's going on here? That's why he's got to stand on his head and say it's only because of a low flu. There's no other reason. Avi, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why else, according to Rabbeinu Tam, should a regular woman get married on Wednesday night? There's no problem. Sveik Sveika, you can Mavarir's Mutter anyway. The answer is a low plug. You have to come on to a low plug. Whereas according to Rashi and Rashba, no, it's usher. And that's the whole reason why the Takana was. Let him come in and cause this problem. Cause this problem. It's Efshel Avar. Okay, we got this? Shalom, you got it? That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Okay? Real quick, Ezra, because what'd you say?
I don't understand so well the differentiation.
Between what and what?
Between Tosfos and Rashi, why they would hold one holds mutter, one holds usher.
Again, what does Tosfos say? Why do we have a Takana of the Mishnah get married Wednesday night?
A low pluk.
Right. What's a low pluk? A flat rule. That's what. What about a regular woman? Why would a regular woman not be a problem?
Sveik Sveika, isn't it?
Sveik Sveika, that's Efshel Avaris Mutter. So you don't have to what? Make a Takana for him to go to Beis Din Thursday. It's no problem. She's Mutter anyway. So that's why he's got to come on to a low pluk. That in the two cases where he's believed, you follow me? We make a low plug on all the cases. You got me?
Okay.
But it's based on Sveik Sveika being Efshel Avaris Mutter. Whereas according to Rashi and the Rashba, they hold that a Sveik Sveika Efshel Avaris is what? Is Usser. So therefore the Takana in the Mishnah was that all women have to get married Wednesday night. Not because of a low plug.
Why can't you just say that they say it's still mutter, but the reason why they want you to go is to clarify just in case she was Mizana?
That's exactly what we're saying.
You can still be mutter during that time period.
So that's a question. That's a machlokus between the Ritva and the Ran. You're saying good. Until you clarify, is she mutter or not? The Ritva says she is, like you're right. And the Ran says she's us. That's why I wrote Betoch Rashi. Until you clarify, Ad she yivarir. Is she giving mutter also? So it's Vestavr, she would be Mutter, like you said.
Otherwise, he's also like Daniel said, how long have you also? So I said, okay, maybe a week or so. Okay? But that's the machlokes we want to suggest what it's based on. You follow what I'm saying? That's the machlokes, what this Rashi and Tosfos based on. Yeah, go ahead, Tana.
It seems like according to Rashi, there isn't this concept of sveik sveika. Meaning, it's not actually suffix. You just have a casing for it, and now you're using the coal to get the witnesses to...
It is a case of sveik sveika, though. You're right, Rashi doesn't say a word about sveik sveika. He doesn't need to, because the Gemara in Daf Tes calls it a sveik sveika. By every woman in the world, except those two, it's a sveik sveika. That's black on white. That's a premise. That's a given. That's what the case is. So what we're saying is that how did Rashi analyze that? So Rashi said it's a sveik sveika that's efshel levirer. A sveik sveika that's efshel levirer, according to Rashi, anyway is usher. If it's anyway usher, that's why every woman's got to get married Wednesday night. Because you want to set up that scenario, we'll come in and create a situation of a sveik sveika efshel levirer. If it's a sveik sveika efshel levirer, it's taka usher. Okay? Yes, Dan. Go ahead.
Before they go to bed,
well, Basin has to check it out. He's the one, he's asking Basin for help. So they're working together.
Why does he need to go to Basin if she does or anything?
Because Basin has to make up sock. We don't know. Sveik Sveik is Munter.
But you said it's us or
Russia. If it's Efshel Levirer, yeah. But that's why Basin, he needs Basin to Paskin for him. He can't Paskin himself.
Asking if it's Efshel Levirer or not?
He will come and say he has a problem. They will say it's a sveik sveika efshel levirer, and therefore it's usur. So that's why every woman gets married Wednesday night, to create the scenario. Okay? Every woman will get married Wednesday night to create the scenario as sveik sveika efshel is usur. Okay. Now, that's the machloikas we want to suggest between Rashi and Tosfos, and then this added machloikas between the Rif and the Ran, what will be until you mevirer the eid. Okay? Which is a very good point, Ezra. We're saying, like, the Ritva Mestavra that you would be put. Okay? Now, let's get back to the point we mentioned before. How do you quote Rashi? How would you quote Rashi? How are we quoting Rashi? What is the concept of Efshel Levirer? Okay? What is this concept called of Efshel Levirer? What constitutes Efshel Levirer? Do you have to mevirer both doubts? Or one doubt. What do you say? That's exactly the nekuda that the Pischei Chuvai gave you in Klal Lamed Hei. Now the Shach Mikra Din holds, Daniel, that a Sveik Sveik Efshel Levirer is mutter. He just says there's an inin to be machmer for the Rashba. But he writes, Rov Poskim, as the Pischei Chuvai quotes itself, Sveik Sveik Efshel Levirer is taka mutter, according to most Poskim, except for the Rashba, to be machmer l'chachim. Okay? Now, what does the Pischei Chuvah point out? Pischei Chuvah points out very beautifully. He quotes a note of Yehuda that says as follows in Sifkot Lamed Hei, Rabbi Kivager, that if you clarify only one doubt, it's not called Efshel Levirer. If you can clarify only one doubt, it's not called Efshel Levirer. Efshel Levirer means both doubts. Who holds like that? Tosfos quote of within Rashi holds that in order for it to be called Efshel Levirer, it has to be both doubts. That's why he says Zintze Beratzon. That's why he says Zintze Beratzon. Because in order, we were mazmer with them, Homachlis Bechan Sveik Sveik Efshel Levirer. But what's called Efshel Levirer? Is it only one doubt or both doubts? So Tosfos, when he quotes Rashi, says it better be both doubts. What does Rashi himself and our Rashi and the Tosfos Rit say? They say that only one is enough to be called a sveik sveik efshel levirer. Even if you only can resolve one suffix, it's called efshel levirer, and therefore it's plugged in that category, and therefore sveik sveik efshel levirer is usher. Okay, we got that? That's the other nekuda where they're arguing on. But again, it's all within who? It's all within Rashi Shita that said sveik sveik efshel levirer is what is usher. What is called efshel levirer? Is it to clarify both doubts? That's Tosa's version of Rashi. Rashi and the Tosfos Rid say even to revive one suffix is enough to call it Efshel Levirer. Okay?
Pischei Chuvah says like Rashi?
The Pischei Chuvah's formulation is like Tosfos' quote of Rashi. Because what was Tosfos' quote of Rashi, Ezra? That they are going to come and clarify both. Because if you only clarify one, it's not called Efshel Levirer, and you just call a regular Sveik Sveika, and a regular Sveik Sveika is Mutter.
But I thought Pischei Chuvah said if you clarify only one doubt, then the other one is something that rests in the chumrah.
Then he says since you have another one, you go back to the klal sfeik sfeika. He said one more line after that.
Really?
Yeah. In order for you to call Efshel Avar, you got to Mavar both. If you can't Mavar both, you'll go back to the rule of Sfeik Sfeik of being Mutter. Okay? So the Tosos quote Rashi, you want to say Efshel Avar of both. Rashi and Tosrut say it's only Mavar one of them, it's enough to call Efshel Avar. But again, this is all within Rashi. The old Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar is Usher. If the old Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar is Mutter, like Tosos, then it's based on a low plume. Okay? Daddy, go ahead. No, because it's a good point, but I think the svara being is that, you know, we view it as one body.
Or at least the sec, if you're revara the second suffix, then it's definitely...
Yeah, but as long as you can flip them, it doesn't make a difference. Because this you can flip. Takhtan and Takhtan doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
So I think you view it as, it's a good point, but I think since you view it as one construct, it's not enough to be able to what?
Right.
Solve one. You got to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What happens if that edus comes about? And then you're stuck with just one suffix?
What, if Adam come, let him come, then you're done, then it's awesome. We're talking about till the Adam come, right? That's the whole takana of the Mishnah. Seik Efshel Avar is awesome. That's why Lamaisa, that's why I think the Ran fits in a little bit better. You said the Pashas is like the Ritva, but I think the Ran fits with the Taka Usser. He holds Usser right away once he does it. If you don't find Adam, that'll be Mutta, but until you can claim you didn't find Adam, it's Taka Usser. So I thought the Ran in Lomdis fits better according to within Rashi. Okay. All right, we got this clear? Because what is Rashi Shita? Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar, we're saying, is Usser. So once he comes in and registers his complaint, until you resolve it, it's Usser. It's Efshel Avar, so we're waiting to Mavar, waiting to Mavar.
How do we know that Rashi holds a Mamish Usser?
That's what he wants to say the Ran holds. He says, if you don't find Adam, he says, Shari, the Ran.
Yeah.
Give me Lomi Shtachach Adam Shari. But until you've arrived at that point, well, mine, it's awesome. So Daniel asked me how long that'll be. I don't know how long. Maybe a week, 2 weeks, based, and we'll decide how long you'll wait.
Doesn't until you not find Adam mean that until the point where you find Adam?
I don't think so. I think it means, the Ron says, if when you don't find Adam, it's Shari. When
so
the
right
Adam.
Now I haven't found Adam.
Okay, but you could say, I think the pasha is the other way, especially if you say that Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar is Usser, it's Usser until we were going to resolve and say that it's Efshel Avar.
I don't know that Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar is Usser.
That's the sheet of the Rashba. That's the sheet of the Rashba.
I thought the sheet of the Rashba is just you have to check. It doesn't mean it's
Usser
until you check.
No, sure. Efshel Avar means it's Usser. Sfeik Sfeik, you cannot act on the Sfeik of Mutter. It's Usser right now. Halacha l'maaseh. That's the sheet of the Rashba. Efshel Avar is that it's Usser. You cannot act on the Sfeik Sfeik. So I think that's why it's mistaber like the Ran in Rashi. Okay, now let's get to the following now. What is the Lumdus based on what we said? Josh, what is the Lumdus based on what we said? What are the svaras? Why Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar is Mutter, or why it's Usser? What would be the svaras? What did we say yesterday? What did we say yesterday? Remember we had four svaras? So let's go with the last svara. What does Rabbeinu Tam say in the Seches Beya on Daf Gimel Amid Beis? I gave you the Tosis. What's the case over there on Daf Gimel Amid Beis? The Gemara gives a case where there's a suffix egg, whether it was born on Yontif or not. You know, if an egg that is laid on Yontif is muksa. So the egg fell into a barrel of 999 other eggs. So you have a sfeik sfeikin. But the Gemara says, beferish, it's usser. That egg that's a suffix I mixed into 1,000 others, it's usser. Why is it usser? Because it's a dover sheishlo matirin. After Yontif, it's no longer muksa. Right? What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, black on white, you have a suffix egg, whether it was born on Yontif or not. What's the halacha? Falls into 999 other eggs, we don't know where that egg is. What's the din? Usser. Usser? All the Rishonim ask, it's a sfeik sfeika. What's a sfeik sfeika? It's a great kasha, it's a sfeik sfeika. Why is it usser? The suffix when it was born, the suffix where it is. You don't know where it is. Don, you hear the kasha? You have an egg that was laid on Yontif. You're not sure it was laid on Yontif. It falls into a barrel of 999 eggs. And what does the Gemara say in Be'ah Gimel Amid Beis? It says it's usher. Why is it usher, Tosfos asks. on Gimel and Beis. The Ramaskal Nisarvis. It's a Sveik Sveika.
One of the Sveikos is double
but what's a Sveik Sveika? Sveika is was the egg laid on Yontif or not? Number two, we don't know where the egg is. So which egg you take, you know, you don't know it's a prop, so that's a Sveik Sveika. Right? So why does the Gemara say it's Usser? It has nothing to do with Efshel Avara, but I want to understand this cloud. What does the Rabbin of Tam say? You understand the Kasha? Let's get the Kasha. Why is it Usser? It's a Sveik Sveikin. Right? Again, the egg is a Sufik. Number two is you don't know where that egg is. Because it got mixed in the barrel. So why does the Gemara say it's Usser? It's a Sveik Sveikin versus a Dover Shish Lamatiri. What's a Dover Shish Lamatiri? A Filu B'Elef Lobakla. What's Darish Yishlo Matir from the Levath Lobotiv? 1,000 to 1, you can't rely on Bittul. Just wait till after Shabbos, no longer Muksa. But it's a Sveik Sveika here.
That can be able to any of our cases.
What'd you say?
That can be able to any of our cases. In all of our cases that we've given so far, you've said that it's either the person's completely Osir, or the meat's completely, it's going to be completely not kosher, whatever it is. Here, after Shabbos, is going to be.
Right, so we're asking though, Sveik Sveika should beat out Darish Yishlo Matir. That's what Tice is asking. Sveik Sveik is a powerful cloud. So it should beat out Dover Shishlo Matir. So you know what Rabbeinu Tam answers? Rabbeinu Tam answers over there. He says an amazing thing. He says that the case is it's a Vadai. The egg that was born on Yontif is a Vadai egg laid on Yontif. So it's only one doubt. You don't know where the egg is. But in a Hanavi, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that a Sveik Sveika is mutter afilu neged davar sheyesh lo matiri. Afilu neged davar sheyesh lo matiri. You understand what I'm saying? The case in the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam says the egg was not a suffix whether it was laid on Yontif. It was vadai laid on Yontif. So you have only one doubt. That doubt is we don't know where the egg is, which egg you're using. So davar sheyesh lo matiri. But in a Hanami, if it is a Sveik Sveika, it would win. And do you know why? Because the Rashba says in Beya, when the Rashba is Masber Rabbeinu Tam, he says, the Kol Shub Sveik Sveika, Heter Gomer Mashvale. Please get that down. The Rashba in Beya, Sof Dibra Maskel Nisarva, says, Heter Gomer, Kol Shub Sveik Sveika, Heter Gomer Mashvale. It's like a what? Like the Rav said yesterday in Rabbeinu Tam. It is not, there's no latest hasafik. Ain latest hasafik klal when you deal with the when you deal with the Sveik Sveika. When you deal with the Sveik Sveika, there's no latest hasafik at all.
It's Ashba?
Yeah. The Rashba's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, that's right. That was the fourth pshat we had yesterday. Remember the end of Shir and Sveik Sveika? It's like a missile. It's like an F-15. It's so powerful, Sveik Sveika. Josh, you with me? It's like a what? It's so, so powerful. Okay, you have it there? So since it's so powerful, it beats out even a Dover Shish Lamatirin. You don't have to wait, Avi. You don't have to wait till after Shabbos. It's good. You don't have to wait till after Yontif. That is why, guys, get it done. This is Moritz. That is why we want to be Mechadish. Remember I asked you in Shir? What is the Svara of Toslos in the Trumas Hadeshah? That a Sveik Sveik and it's Efshel Avara is Mutter. If it's Efshel Avara, just do it. Just be Mavara it. Why do you rely on the Sveik Sveik? What's the answer, Adam? Because the Sveik Sveik is no latest Asafik. There's nothing to worry about. It's Mutter. It's like the guy that come into the Rav asked the Shad is paranoid. Don't bother me, right? Remember we said? That's the longest of the Rabbeinu Tam. We want it's Lishitosol. It's Mamish Lishitosol. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Is it Rabbeinu Tam in the Mishnah? The Rosh was being Masber Rabbeinu Tam. I just said that as he's not saying on his own. Okay? I thought that at first like it, Daniel. But the Rosh was being Masber Rabbeinu Tam in Beya. It's a good point. But you hear him saying he's being Masber Rabbeinu Tam. It's Mamish Lishitosol. This is Rabbeinu Tam, isn't it? Yes. Vomer Rabbeinu Tam. It's a big Kiddush, guys. This is Meiridik. We got to write this off. This is a beautiful Kiddush. This is Rabbeinu Tam Lishitussel, that a sfeik sfeik is powerful, it's not a latus asafik. So even when you can be mavarid, it's mutter. That's the chiddush we want to suggest. The fourth, remember we had four reasons yesterday, the end of Shir Avi, why is a sfeik sfeik a mutter? We kind of hazard over. What was the last one? The Rav with Rabbeinu Tam. This is the same Rabbeinu Tam in Be'er. He says that a sfeik sfeik beats out a davar shiyus l'matir because it's so powerful. You don't have to wait till after Yontif. You understand? So that's Masber also Avi why a sfeik sfeik that's Efshel Avar is also mutter. Why? Why don't you just clarify it? What's the answer? The answer is because a sfeik sfeik, there's no doubt it's so powerful. Even if it's Efshel Avar, you don't have to be Mavar it. It's already mutter, correct. You understand what I'm saying? That's Rabbeinu Tam's amazing chiddush. Daniel's saying, so what about Rashi and the Rashba? So I'm going to attach this one and one. Right? What's the svara of Rashi and the Rashba that say Sfeik Sfeik Efshel Avar is Asur? It's Rashba. What did the Rashba say yesterday? No, what was his reason why Sfeik Sfeik is Mutter? We wrote it on the board. Rove, exactly. If it's based on a rove, rove is what? Rove is not enough if it's Efshel Avar. Go ahead and what? Go ahead and check it out. Don't rely necessarily on a rove.
Why not?
It's based on rove.
Because if you can't, but if you can, Lamaisa, do it. If you can, Lamaisa, do it and check it out. Check it out.
Because it is.
It did register as a suffix, 75-25. Especially in light of the fact you yourself, Donnie, asked that kasha yesterday. Why is it 75-20? You know what I mean? It's only a rove. If you can check it out, check it out. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a nothing. It's not a latest in Suffolk at all. So what we've just done is we've just came up with two tremendous nafkaminas as to the oneness of Sfeik. Number one, Efshel Avarer. And number two, what else? It beats out, does it beat out a davar shiyus l'matirin? Not everyone holds it beats out a davar shiyus l'matirin. I want you to know, the Mordechai, halacha l'maisa, says, in Avodah Zarah, tough mem aleph, you get it down, that if sfeik sfeik, in Avodah Zarah, tough mem aleph, the Mordechai says, that a sfeik sfeik does not beat out a davar shiyus l'matirin, because it's based on rov. And when you go based on rov, Daniel, a filu be'aleph lo batel, you follow me? A rov, if it's Efshel Avar, Mevar it. If it's Afili Sheish Lamatin, it'll be Usher. So they'll also say, we'll write it down, Rashba and the Mordechai will say, Dover Sheish Lamatin is Sfeik Sfeika, Samach Samach is Sfeik Sfeika, Neged. Dover Sheish Lamatin will be what? Will be Usher. It's a Meiridik Achidish. You follow me? Because it's based on a robe. Who cares if the robe? One in a thousand, you got to wait till Saturday night, Avi. You follow me? See how it's the Shitoso? We're utilizing two of the four svaras we had yesterday at Sfeik Sfeika. Right? Either it's Mitam Rov or it's no latest Asafik. That's a Nafkamina with Efshel Avar. It's a Nafkamina with a Pizza Tavish Shishol Matiri. Okay? Comes out to be a tremendous Kiddush. We want to say it's Mamish L'Shitoso. Rabbeinu Tam L'Shitosa and the Rashba L'Shitosa. We're saying that a rov l'maisa you shouldn't rely on. You should try to mivar if you can. Okay? That's what the Rashba Sheet is. Yeah. That's the Rashba Sheet. He was the one Sheet that said it's Efshel Avar. If you said it by a sfeik sfeik, yeah. Okay. Now, let's add on some other nafkaminas. Okay? Let's add on some other nafkaminas about this concept. Okay, before we go weiter in the Tysus. Okay? Let me ask you. Is there a possibility that we could suggest that a sfeik sfeik could even be motzi mamon? What do you say about that? Could a sfeik sfeik be motzi mamon? So this is number one we have, and this is number two. Efshel Avar. And the case against a davar shiyus l'matirin. In case of a davar shiyus l'matirin, can a sfeik sfeik win? What about a sfeik sfeik being motzi mamon? Let's would say in a situation, can a sveik sveika take money away from someone?
Can a sveik take money away from somebody?
Ain't hochem domomen acharov, ain't motzim right? But what about a sveik sveika? So it's interesting. Gemara has a case on Testament base. Okay, we don't have to get into particular the case. Gemara has a case of a sveik sveika. Okay, dealing with the case when we get to that lamaisa.
Don't we see the different just because he always returns just in case?
Motzim mechaver lo varaya, correct. What happens if you have a sveik sveika though? Tosus di remaskol di'i. Okay, the way that Pnei Yoshua is masberin, can a sveik sveika be motzim mamon? So according to the Pnei Yoshua, Tosus says yes. With a sveik sveika, you could collect money from someone's pocket. Tosus. Is that clear with Tosus? Shmaitzer doesn't agree with the Pnei Yoshua's pshat. But the Pnei Yoshua says pshat that Tosus is making a claim that sveik sveika can be motzi moment. How could that work, Donnie? How does that work? How could a sveik sveika ever be motzi moment? What do you say, Kibi? There's no latest a suffix like the Rav. It's like I have two Adim, they're saying you owe me $100. Steering you down.
What do you mean by a sveik sveika being motzi moment?
Let's say, we're just talking about a case of a ksuba. Okay? Can she collect her ksuba from us in the case of a sveik sveika? Okay? Tosus on Tesim Beis, according to the Pnei Yoshua, says a sveik sveika can collect money. She can collect her ksuba. So I'm saying the only way that works is if you hold what, Donnie? That what? That there's no latest of suffix. If you hold that what? If you hold that it's based on a rov, then what's the famous principle? Ein hochem de mamon achar rov. So that's a third nafkamina. Okay, in this lumdus of what sveik sveik is all about. Josh, you with me?
Yeah.
What is the lumdus, the mechanics of sveik sveik? Donnie, you got this? Can you take away money from some of the sveik sveik? If you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam strap, there's no latest of suffix. That's Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara. In the low plug of the Mishnah. Yes, Daniel.
Can you give a specific case of the sveik sveika being motzi mamon? Like a case of the ksuba? Because
Tosus on Tesim is, I don't want to get into the details because we got to finish our suit. Talking about a case of a Shiloh, whether she collect her ksuba. Okay? They have a machlaikis. Questions, can she collect her ksuba? So the question is, should she get 200? Okay? But Lamaisa, the question is, for our purposes, is can you be motzi mamon or not? Okay? Another nafkamin. Can you do an osim lechachila? Usually sveikas come up when? After the fact. Can you drum up a sveik sveika lechachila? In other words, let's say, is it mutter to make a sveik sveika lechachila? Okay? From the very outset, could you make a sveik sveika? Lamais, I don't know, you mix something together and you create a situation where it would be a suffix. We want to create a sveik sveika. Can you create a sveik sveika lechachila? Let's say you pour in, some milk into a pot, right? And then you created a, is there, you don't know where something is. You put the egg in there. Let's say the egg case. You did it on purpose. Can you make a sveik sveika lechachila? Can you make a sveik sveika, osin lechachila or not a sveik sveika? What do you say? So, of course not. If you hold it's a rove, we have a famous klal, imavat lechachila. You can't create, you want to take a little bit of milk and pour it into 60 ounces of fleishik soup. You can't do that. Imavat lechachila. But if you say there's no latest asafek, then it's perhaps maybe mutter of shekhtar shlita wanted to suggest. Maybe you could even do it lechachila. You could actually play this game in a sense. Because the sveik sveik is that there's no latest asafik. Even lechachila maybe. Because there's no latest asafik. Yes, Kibi, go ahead.
If you do lechachila, why is that not considered the exception where there is the latest asafik? Because it happens, each one happens independently.
No, but the koch of sveik sveik is such that it works together and that you could say that there's no latest asafik.
Even if I do one,
because we view it as like Donnie said before, you view it as all one thing. So if you view it as all one thing, it's going to be good. So Lomaisa, we could you could actually say I could even create such a scenario where I could even do it one lechachila. What about when it comes, let's say, to Hilchos Brachos? What about, let's say, when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, you have a sveik sveik and a bracha. Let's say by Sfiris Omer, you could have cases about Sfiris Omer. Where there's a sveik sveik. Is it possible to say in the poskim argue the Mishnah Berurah Siman Tuf Pei Tesifkot Lamed Ches discusses the fact, can you say a bracha based on a sfeik sefer? Let's say you're not sure, you forgot one day, you didn't. Lamai says, not sure whether you remember whether you counted or not. That might be a sfeik sefer. Is the mitzvah only night or in the day, or maybe every day is a separate mitzvah? Is the mitzvah only at night or even in the day? Or maybe every day it's all one big mitzvah. But the question is, legabi brachos, can you say sveik sveika in order to allow you to say a bracha? Saying a bracha levatal is big stuff. It's a transgression of the what? The third of the aseres adibros, lotisa. But again, if you say like the lumdus, that it's not a what? It's not a latest asofik, there's no problem. You're not risking anything, you're not gambling anything. You could even say a bracha based on sveik sveika. Okay?
Very counterintuitive though, because if we say suffix brachas lahakel, so if there's one suffix, then you'll be mako. If there's two sfeikos, then you can say the bracha?
Yeah, because there's no suffix anymore. There's no suffix anymore.
Because there's two sfeikos, then you definitely
yes, it's like I said, it's like an F-15. There's no suffix at all, honey. That's what I'm trying to bring you out these nafkaminas to show you this tremendous chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. And lastly, the sixth nafkamin I want you to get, okay? The sixth nafkamin is very interesting. Is it could be there is a sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds, and the Rashba actually brings up the Sfar, even though he doesn't hold like it. Rabbi Yeshua the Tana on Daf Yud Gimel says that run rov is possible yuchsin, but sveik sveik is mutter. Sveik sveik is even adif mirov.
What's the case?
The case is that Rabbi Yeshua holds on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara is talking about a case where there's a certain you have to identify yuchsin of a certain person. So it's one rov enough. So he says one rov is not enough, but if you have a sveik sveik, it's enough. Legabi identity of a person. So safek sveik sveika is adif mirov. It is more powerful. You got to get a. It's more powerful than a rov. You have? Thank you, Daniel. It's more powerful than a rov. Because Rabbi Yeshua says one rove is not enough, but sveik sveik is good. So what I want to bring out is that all these examples, Avi, are to show what chiddush. That sveik sveik is based on, according to Rabbi Tam, and the Rav Zatzal love the Sfarah, that it's not considered to be a latest asafek. It's like that fellow who comes with a cloud of doubt to the Rav. It's a zero. And that is why Efshel Levara will be mutter. Even though it's F. Shulvar, I don't care. I have this F-15 to rely on. Number two, even if it's against the Tavar Shishlo Matir, it's still mutter. I don't have to wait. It's mutter right now. Number three, it could even be Motzi Momo. Could collect money from someone. Number four, it could even maybe make it L'chachila. Number five, I could even allow myself to say a bracha with it. And number six, it might even be better than a rove, more powerful. Namely, the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who is what? On Daf Yud Gimel, Posel, Bechad, Ruba, Achein, Besveik, Sveika, it is considered to be mutter. Why? One rove's not good, but Sveik, Sveik is good? Yes, Shaul, because the Sveik, Sveik is better than a rove. The Rashba even brings up this possibility, even though we said it doesn't hold like it, but in the Chuvis, the Rashba brings it up. Halach l'maisa. Okay? So, I want you to get this. It's interesting that the Ramah, just let's get the Ramah from Sifches to Siftes. 1 second, Netanel. The Ramah says, a sveik sveika against the chazaka. A sveik sveika against the chazaka. And this is the sheet of the Ramah. He says, it's mutter. Sveik sveika beats out a chazaka. But a sveik sveika loses out to Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Ramah splits between the two. A sveik sveika beats out a chazaka, but it doesn't beat out a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay? Doesn't beat out a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Ramah in Sifches and Siftes makes a split. Ezra. He says that a sveik sveika would beat out a chazaka, but it would not beat out davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay?
Does Rov generally beat a sefek? Does Rov beat a chazaka generally?
Yeah, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Yes.
Yes,
it would make sense. Gemara says in Kedusha and Dapei, Rubim Chazaka Rubadif. That's correct.
So the Ramah is going like the Rashba.
Pashtus. And he will say the Rashba himself, yeah, absolutely. The Rashba says, Allah l'maisa, you can go against, you could say, sake of Bitzara Chazaka, but Darish Yishlamatirin l'maisa, still, we will be machmir. Correct. The Rama will go like the Rashba. That's correct.
What was the Rama Shita by Sveik and the Shach? What did the Shach bring down?
Efshulavarer. We have to check. I don't know what the Rama Shita is.
The Shach brought it down.
Yeah, we have to check. We have to check what the Ramah holds. But the Pasha is the Ramah is going like the Rashba in this situation. Okay? That is Sveik is Mutter. Okay? Sveik is Mutter against the Chazakir, but against the Rishu Shumatirin, it's not. Okay? So we got this Chlor. This is what we want to bring out, this Mahalach, to bring it back to what are they arguing about, Halacha L'maisa. And we had a Machlokus between what is called Efshulavarer. Rashi and Tosis Reed and Tosis and Rashi. But once you call that Shalavar, is it mutter or not? Rabbi Natan says it's mutter. So why is the Mishnah say what it says? Lo plud. You follow me? Rashi and Rashba say, no, it's usher. And thereby they say, and we want to say it fits the Ran even better, that it's usher until you're Mavar. Tanil wants to say it fits, he thinks the Rifa is more mistab. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Natanel.
Rabbi Yeshua is saying No,
he just says if you have one rove, it's still possible. The person will be possible in Yuchsin. Hagabi's identity. But if you have a sveik on the person, it's mutter. So you see, a sveik is more powerful than rove. How could that be? Because one shot in sveik is that it's no latest asafik. It's so powerful, it's stronger than a rove. Like all these chidushim we're saying here. And we say it's Rabbi Natan Lashitaso. From Bayit Afkimel, and the Rashba is being Masber Rabbeinu Tam there. He's not saying it himself. He doesn't contradict himself. Avi, you got me? This is the Chiddush we want to suggest. Beautiful, comes out Rabbeinu Tam Lashitoso. Dani, you got me? Okay. That's the Chiddush. That's what this Mishnah, Josh, you got it? That's what this Mishnah is, a big machloikis. Tremendous machloikis. That's what we want to say that it's based on Halacha L'maisa. Now, there is a Shita. Now let's say over, the Ritva quotes, if you saw it, a Yesh Omrim, okay, which is an interesting Shita, a third Shita. What is the third Shita he quotes? It's very interesting. He has a Shita, the Yesh Omrim, that says as follows. He says that an Ashes Kohen and an Ashes Sos in Iskacha, less than 3 years, can get married any day. Those two women can get married any day. Halacha L'maisa. Only the women that have a sveik sveika have to get married on Wednesday. So please get that down. The Ritva quotes a Yesh Omrim. That's a totally new shita. That the only women that have to get married on Wednesday are the regular women, 98%. Those two women can get married any day of the week because the guy can come to Beis Din any time and he's believed. Okay? It's a chiddush, but I want you guys to know that third shita. It's it's difficult, Donnie. We get to the Gemara and Gimel and Beis.
In the other two cases, there's only one suffix, so they're believed. That's us.
Right, and Svar it is, but you see, in the Gemara and Gimel, it's difficult, okay, when we get to that Gemara, Vizhashem. But I want you to get this. So we have, again, up till now, how many, what are the three Svars? What are the three reasons why you have to come to the Mishnah Gemara on Wednesday night? Rashi said, because why? All women. Sveik Efshulavar is Usser. Let him come in and make his complaint. According to the Ran, it'll be usher right away. According to the Ritva, we send mutter until clarified. I like the Ran's, the Sfar and the Ran better. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why do we do it? Lo plud, based on two women in the world. A little bit, very difficult. 98% because of 2%? And it said kol psulis. And what's number three? Ritva b'shem yesh omrim. They really what? Those two women can get married any day of the week. It's only for the 98% of the women that they should go on Wednesday. Tekun of Ezra only was what Ezra? Avi, well, the Tekun of Ezra is only what? The Beis Din sits on Monday, Thursday. So didn't say anything about the getting married.
No, so they can't go. You said the Rebbe said they can't go to Beis Din the rest of the week.
Right, but you know what? But what he'll do is, he'll wait, but he'll separate himself because he's believed, Lamaisa. He'll be able to go anytime he wants. Miat Shematzabu and Nesser Salah. It's a halacha. He doesn't need Beis Din.
How does he know that, though? Not every guy knows that.
Okay, we'll assume that he'll ask his Rav. It's a good point. We'll assume he'll ask his Rav. It's kind of like Donnie was asking earlier in Shir. In a case where these two women, you know there's one suffix. Let's say he doesn't know. Good point. Ask his Rav.
And why would Rav make all these rest of them get married on Wednesday? What does it matter?
He's just, what he's saying is that these two women, there's only one suffix could get married any day of the week. 98% of them got to get married on a Wednesday. They have to get married on Wednesday. Why? Because, why? It's a good question. Maybe a little bit like Rashi. You want to cause a stir. You want the Adam to come. You don't want him to cool down. You don't want him to cool down. Because remember, all the other guys, obviously, two Sveikas. These two women's one Sveik. He won't need Basin. He knows he's Usher. Those two women, he doesn't need Basin. He knows he's Usher. Doesn't need Basin. The other women need Basin. So we want them to put them next to Basin, so the next morning they can come. It's a good kasha. You're asking good. But those are the three sheets we have so far. We got a chlor. Yeah? Okay, you got how you pull from everywhere to 20 miles within the kuda here. And then don't forget what we mentioned, what's called the diuk we had of Efshel Avar. What is Efshel Avar? Both are one. Machloikas tos in Rashi against Rashi himself in the Taisus Rid. Okay? Donnie Viter now, let's turn back to Taisus. Josh, you have it? Let's look inside the Taisus where we're up to. Let's go Viter. Go ahead, Donnie. Let's go. Guys, look inside now. The Kasha Lepirusho. We learned that, didn't we? We learned that yesterday, right? Abai says, I have a raya for a belozer from our mission. Go ahead. My love. Oh, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer says, you say Pesach Pesuch, you're believed. He's an Amora, Rabbi Lozer. Abai says, I'll bring you a raya to the Amora from our mission. How is it a raya from our mission? Go ahead, Vahashta. The Parish of Kuntras. How do you bring a raya according to Rashi? Go ahead. What's the kasha? What did the Gemara say? Abai says, I have a raya to you, Rabbi Lozer, the Pesach belief from our Mishnah. You have a raya? What kind of raya? According to Rashi, are you believed? You're not believed according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you're not believed. All you do is cause a ruckus, a cold. Hopefully, I mean, not hopefully, but the cold not in a negative way, that it's not going to be true. It might be true. But he's not believed. The whole point of the Takana according to Rashi is to cause a ruckus. So how do you read the Gemara? How do you read the Gemara according to Rashi? There's no raya. You bring a raya, you're believed to say Pesach Pesuch from Mishnah according to Rashi, you're not believed. You just come and cause a cold to come out, right? You're the kasha? It's a great kasha on Rashi. You can't read the Gemara in Testament base. How is our Mishnah a raya to Pesach Pesuch Matzah? He is not believed according to Rashi. He only causes a ruckus. Go ahead. What does that mean?
He's like an expert.
In a Hanami, he's not believed. But the raya was from our Mishnah is that he's an expert. Because people won't take him seriously if he's not a bucky. They'll say he made a mistake, he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's just complaining for no reason. So in a Hanami, according to Rashi, you're not believed. But the raya from our Mishnah Ezra was not that he's believed, but that he's a bucky. And that they'll take him seriously and a ruckus ruckus going to be caused, and maybe the truth will come to light. There's a Hebrew phrase, ha'emes yatzal or. The truth will come to light by Aiden coming. That's exactly how you read the Gemara.
Didn't the Gemara say specifically Neman?
The Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar said Neman. But what does Neman mean? Neman means, is this working on the assumption also, Ezra, that he's a bucky. All we're bringing a raya from the Mishnah is the element that he's a bucky, so not that he's Neman.
Saying Neman, that he knows what he's speaking about. So
right, but the raya from a Mishnah is on the element that he's a bucky. Because according to Rashi, you're not believed, right? We said.
He said Neman she'asrelo.
You're right, Neman also, but we'll bring a raya from the Mishnah, not on the fact he's Neman, but on the fact that he's a baki, and that people will say that he's a baki. That's how you read. I'm not saying it's the simplest reading Gemara, but that's what he wants to say, to save Rashi, okay? But that's saying that he's a baki, makir Pesach Pesuch, okay? It's a good point, what you're saying, but that's how you have to read the Gemara. The raya was on the fact that he's a baki, okay? We got that clear? Now, up till now, Rashi's sticking to his guns. What are his guns? That the Takana of the Mishnah was to just cause a ruckus. But all women are equal. Correct? This takana wasn't just for the 2% cases. It was for all women. Well said? That's according to Rashi up till now, even in the Tosis. Now Tosis can make an about face and try to plug his shot a little bit into Rashi. Not completely, but a little bit. Okay? Go ahead. But Odi Shlomar. Excellent. So what is he saying in the second shot? He's saying like this. He doesn't believe that the ruckus theory is enough to make every woman get married on a Wednesday. That's hard for him to believe in this teretz. And he's saying you need the 2% of cases where he's fully believed, which the Gemara said he's fully believed. Once you have those two cases as the anchor, then you can say the ruckus theory to make all the other women also get married on Wednesday. It's not a low plug, a pure low plug, but I would call it a quasi low plug.
What's the difference between what I said before?
You follow what I'm saying, though? Again, the reasoning is not enough of the ruckus theory. Up till now, Donnie, the ruckus theory was enough to misakin all women getting married on Wednesday. That's Rashi's shot on his own. Now Tulsa's saying it's hard for him to believe that Rashi really meant that. You follow me, Yosef? What you have to say, it's not enough of a reason. You have to say what? That since it's anchored on those 2% of cases where he is believed, that already gets us in the door. And therefore, you could say the ruckus theory by the other 98% of the women. Okay? The difference, Donnie, that's the difference. Because up till now, the first shot of Rashi, the ruckus theory was enough on its own. Second shot, it's not enough on its own.
And then what's the difference between what he's saying now and his own theory about low plug?
Because his own theory, you tell me, his own theory was a pure low plug. Meaning that really the other women should be able to get married wet any day they want. Right? Because the guys never believed. Sake, Epshel of ours mutter according to Benotam. The only reason why I require all of them is because of a low plug. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a little bit different. This is combining the ruckus theory with the what? The 2% of cases. According to Tosis himself, Rabbi Natan, there is no ruckus theory. You follow me?
Yeah.
There is no ruckus theory at all. Okay? So, that's the difference. This is a good analysis of Tosis. I'm glad he asked me that. You follow me? It's still different, because the low plug of Rabbi Natan is a pure one. Because really, they shouldn't get married on Wednesday night, 98% of the women. The only reason why they do it is because of the low plug. According to Rashi, since you have those 2% that do it on Wednesday night, now we can say the ruckus theory to say why the 98%. Tosus denies that ruckus theory. Why did he deny the ruckus theory? Because it's safe to get Shalavar's mutter anyway. Now, Eilu Veilu Dibri Lekim Chaim. Gemara and Erevin, you give them base. You know what Eilu Dibri Lekim Chaim? All the Shitas are right. Both are words of Hashem. Which do you think those better? Rashi or Benatam? The Ron. Ron, in the beginning, in the first piece, asked that question. It wasn't me, it was the Ron. And what does the Ron say? He says, Nira Divri Rashi Iker. He thinks Rashi's the Iker. Could be maybe because of what we said. He doesn't say that, though. 98%. The Ritva said it. You do 98% based on 2%? That's what the Ritva said. The Ron said a little different. The Ron thought that Rashi was right. As Daniel was Masbir, and Yossi and Seder is that the whole word of Rashi is, we're never saying you're ever believed. You follow me? But you are believed to make a ruckus. And that's the whole nature of the Mishnah Kibi. The whole nature of the Mishnah is to make a ruckus. Once you're making a ruckus, so why differentiate between what? Why differentiate between the 2% women and 98% of the women, right? But if you say it's an issue of Nemanis, like the Rabbeinu Tam, the bottom line is that the only time he's Neman is who? Is by the two women on Daftes, right? That's the only time he's Neman. The other women in the world, he's not believed. So if he's not believed, then forget about him. Then he's a joker. Then he's Motzi Laz, a chutzpah, to slander a woman, the cow he just married. We'll throw him right out of Beis Din. If the issue according to Rabbeinu Tam is nemanus or is not nemanus, he's believed only by those 2%. The other women he's not believed. So get rid of him. You follow me? So the takana is only appropriate by what? By those two women. The Rana guest didn't like the low plug based on what we said. 2%, 98% based on 2%. But he says in Lomdis it doesn't make any sense. He doesn't like it. Because if it's an issue of nemanus, you're only believed by the two, the 98% you're not believed. So why get married on Wednesday night? He's not believed anyway, Donnie. You follow me? Whereas according to Rashi, if the whole board of the Mishnah is an issue of what? Of making a ruckus, that applies all the time. It's not an issue of whether you're believed or not. You're believed to cause or make a coal, so hopefully a coal will come out. So that's by everyone. That's what you said, Shad, remember? Josh, that was a Lashon, or I have the Rashi. What are the Ron's Lashon? I'll read you the Lashon of the Ron. The Ron says, V'li nirin, divri Rashi, ikr. The ikr, da'ana b'gamara ha'chikam, v'ishlo me'yim me'heim, and lo'ra pesmos v'zari, v'nafkim in the ha'ni tarte, nashi, these two cases, leis elachat sveka mitzri. Ha'nu d'tikun rabbanu chol ha'noshin, shol yatsu el b'rivi, shol yinasu el b'rivi, mishum shkevin ha'minu le, kim lan davada zinsim. The cave and chicane, Yisroi va'alayu the base. See, that's what I was saying to you, Daniel. It seems like he does kind of say it is anchored. The cave and chicane, Yisroi va'alayu the base din, I ain't takta v'avaka dichlo mishtachi sadi mil mil se shari labam, shu trace vacant. If you love king Yisroi alayu, rami lameka makushta de milsu, shem yisbar adari oweid. Vav isik de lo meheman, I think it's more of Mustaba what you were saying. He seems to say that since, like you're saying, the whole thing is to cause a ruckus, why be Mechalik? But if it's an issue of Nemanus, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're only Neman in two cases, the other case you're not. But he does seem to say it's, you know, the fact that since you believe by those two cases, you know, came in Aminale, Kimlan Vivadai Zinsa, but only those two cases. The cave in Shekane, Yisroi alav, alav based on Rambam to make a milsa. You know what I mean? Seems like he also is saying a little bit like that second shot of Tysus, that it's anchored. You know what I mean? It is anchored by those two cases a little bit. Okay, I don't know if you have to say it like that, but what comes out is that there are two ways that we're saying Rashi. The first way is the simplest way, Tulsa's version of Rashi, which is what? Pure a ruckus theory of causing a coal, and therefore it's not a problem. The second version is saying that reason in Lamais is not enough. You need the anchor of what? Of the 2% cases. And then once you have the anchor of the 2% cases, then you could say the svara of the ruckus. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the issue with anchoring it on the 2% cases. Meaning it doesn't matter, according to the Ron, whether or not you anchor yourself on the 2% cases.
I know, but I agree with you, but he seems to say that, though. No,
it doesn't matter.
I understand. That's why
he does say that.
Okay, so but I don't know, why does he have to say it's anchor night? Even if it's not anchor night, it should be okay.
Maybe because it's the closest issue.
Could be. So I'm saying, is he holding like Tysus, Lamaisa, in that the second shot of Tysus? No, the second shot of Tysus, that you're saying like the low plug a little bit. It's a quasi like a low plug. He does say, since you're believed by those two women, and since you get your foot in the door, and by the other cases, sake sake.
But Tulsa says even though it's anchored on those two cases, the man still doesn't have an amonus in all other women. Rashi says that at least there's an amonus to make a ruckus.
Right. But I'm saying he seems to say the only reason why he's Neman to make a ruckus is because in there are 2% cases where he's totally fully Neman. That's what I'm saying. The Ron seems to be a little bit different. Ron seems to be a little bit different, Lamaisa. He seems to say that since you have an amonus by the two cases, you can make a ruckus by all the other cases. Okay. Fine. So we have this Chiddush, Lamaisa, of the Ran, Machlokes Rashi in Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam, what the takana of the Mishnah was. Okay? Go ahead, Donnie. Finish up the Tysus, guys. Look inside the Tema. Go ahead.
The Tema, the Hakamashma, the Mishum, Chashisha, there's no Estechnus, the Hainesis, Berevi.
What is the premise of our whole Mishnah, guys?
We're worried about Znus.
We're worried about Znus. We're worried about her being Mizan, correct? Go ahead. With Perik Shani de Gittin.
Perik de Gittin.
Peri. There's a date. The Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish argue whether there's a date in Gittin. Why is there a date? Does a get have to have a date? So one is because of the fruit, because we're afraid that she's going to what? We're afraid they're going to pull shtick, and that if there's no date, Lamaisa, he gets the Peris. He gets her Peris, you know, that she brings into a marriage, and then he'll finagle the date, and he'll keep eating her fruit even though he's divorced already. So we require a date in the get to say this is when you divorced her. You got to stop eating her fruit, okay? But what about Mishum Shema? Go ahead.
Mishum Shema,
how do you pronounce
that?
What is Shema Yechap al Basachoso? You can marry your niece. Avram married Sarah, was his niece. Gemara says your mom is an added mitzvah to marry your niece, okay? It was usually not done, but the niece is mutter. Gemara says even the mitzvah, you get an added mitzvah. So we're afraid maybe he married his niece, and she was Mizana. So what's he going to do? He doesn't want his niece to get killed, if they're Reim and Hasra. So what's he going to do? He'll finagle the date on the get, he'll divorce her. But he'll say she lived with the guy after the get, to save her life. So what do you see? You see that what he doesn't have that concern because Nus is not Shechiach. So the whole premise of our Mishnah is based on what? What's the whole premise of our Mishnah? Based on we're worried about Nus. That Gemara says black and white, we're not worried about Nus. Even though it's Reish Lakish over there, we pass Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we pass usually like Rabbi Yochanan. But still, Reish Lakish can't go against the Mishnah. He's an Amora. Can't go against the Mishnah. So what's the Teretz? Oh, what's the first teretz? What does it mean, znus is lo shiach? This is lo shiach to kill someone, to give a misa's based in chenek. You got to have edim, you got to have asra, you have to have the perpetrator accept it and say, yes, I know it's wrong, and then you're going to get killed. That's hard to do, to get all that in. But to have edim, maybe it's not so hard, like Ezra, you're asking. It's not so uncommon to have edim maybe on his nus. But to have Aiden with Asra, with a Kabbalah Asra, that you can kill someone, that's uncommon. But to have Aiden on his nose, that's not so crazy. And to have Znus happen is not so crazy. Okay? That's what the Taisa says. Inami, second thirds. So what's the second thirds of Taisa? Second thirds of Taisa is not true. They're arguing. Znus is really lo shchiach, but the stakes are very high here. The stakes are he might be living in Isser with her all his life. And even though Znus is not shchiach, we got to make a takana and make sure she gets married, what? Wednesday night, so there won't be a problem. So it's 2 days in Taisus whether Znus is shchiach or not. Okay? 2 days in Taisus whether Znus is going to be shchiach or not. Now, quickly, Daniel, because I want to... go ahead, Danny. Yeah?
I thought he says that it's lo shchiach in both cases, in both answers.
No. The first answer of Taisus is saying lo shchiach to kill a person with Hasra and Aiden. Right, but there's no shchiach. And the second day is saying that Znus might not be shchiach.
Couldn't another answer be that you already have some reason to believe that there was Znus in this case? Because
there was no kinyan stira, so you never assume that. Everyone has a cheskes kashrus. Here there's no kinyan stira, regular married couple, right? Even though he maybe he's a Rasha, I don't know. You know, could be, you know, just because the chassan can make something. Now I want to close with this. Let's get this, okay? And then we got a dab mincha. I want to close with this. It's interesting. Did you notice in the Mishnah it says psul nisit liyom haravi? Why didn't it say biyom ravi? Let's get that down. Josh, you got me. Why did it say psul nisit liyom ravi? It should say biyom ravi. So he wants the answer that there's a responsibility upon the chassan to wait till Wednesday. Cannot get married on Sunday. Okay? That's what the Ritva wants to say. That it says, Bi Yom, to stress, you must do Wednesday, not Sunday. And the Chassam Sofer is Masbir, he can even be Bol or Bi Yom Revi. He doesn't have to wait till El Chamishi.
It says
Liyom. It says, that's what it says, Liyom. That day itself, Mutter Livol also Bi Yom. Now, in Yanit Snias, it's not good to have Bi Yom. Unless it's a dark room, unless you're Tam Chochem, the Gemara says later in Nixubis. You should have two requirements, a dark room, and it should be also Lomaisa Tamil Chochem. Lomaisa, to have those two coolers to be on. But the theoretical is that the stress of what? The stress is Liyom, and not Biyom, is Liyom. Meaning Liyom is what is for that day, Lomaisa, on Wednesday, Lomaisa, but not to do it on Sunday. Now, the Chinuch Vechista wants to say, and I want you to get this, we'll close with this. It says in Ibn Ezra, in Simon Samach Dalet, Sif Gimel. There's an Indian to get married in the beginning of the month. Because of Simon and Milson. It's a good simon to get married always the beginning of the month. So when you guys get married, it's always better. Maybe you can't always do a Rosh Chodesh, but always better towards the beginning. It's not the end of the world if you get married at the end of the month. Okay? You shouldn't be worried about it. But there's in the school to get married, a better to get married in the beginning. What's the remes? Pesula nisus liyom ravi. What is it Rosh HaTevis for? Levana. Moon. Right? Lamed of liyom. Bays of Besula. Right? Nun of Nises and Haravi. It's a good word, no? That's why Lamaise it says if it's good, that's another reason why it says Besula Nises Liyom Haravi. Levana. You wouldn't have to spell out Levana. So you remember that, Lamaise, when you planted it. Like I said, it's not the end of the rule. It's not Kedai to make up a chlaikas over it with your in-laws or, you know, they want to have the wedding there. I got to have it. That's it. No, can't be like that. Or the beginning of the month, better to have the beginning of the month, okay? But that's the reason why it says Liyom Ravi, okay? So I want you guys to chazer over. We did a whole mahalach here, okay? You chazer, it's not hard. You just got to chazer over. Okay, now tomorrow, we're going to start the beginning of the Gemara of Hashem, and then we got to do also mahalach on chuppah. Now Sunday, Monday, we also have shir, okay? Sunday, Monday, we also have shir. I believe Sunday will be 11:30 regular time. Monday, I'll announce the time, okay? All right, let's dive mincha. Everyone have a good day, wonderful day. Who wants to dive for the omen? Who wants to be the first chazer? Evan. Yeah? Okay, let's go. Let's begin. Shkoyev. Okay, let's look at the line again right after.
You got to go to class right afterwards.